Bit of satisfaction about that night, Ollie?
Yeah, well, I mean, any time you beat Shelburne or you beat anyone in the Premier Division, home or away, of course, a satisfaction. You know, you're 3 points further up the table. But, you know, cutting it early in the conversation, the last time we won was on a Friday night in Derry, and we never prepared for the Monday night against Bowes, and we're going to Sligo on Monday. So, yeah, we'll enjoy it for an hour or two and get our heads right in the morning. We're in the morning to try and get a team prepared for Sligo, because the last time we had two games in the weekend, our Monday performance was probably the worst in a year and a half that I've seen here, Mike, put it that way to you.
And of course, that was the only time you've conceded two goals this season. I mean, defensively, you're solid, but that great early goal gave you a good boost tonight.
Yeah, tonight's game, I think Shelburne caught us a little bit with their shape. They played a different shape than what they've played the last month. It took us a while for us to get to grips with it. They had two half chances. I think Sean Boyd had a chance, and they were picking up pockets and overloading us in areas. But when we got to grips, I thought we were very good from there, maybe 12, 15 minutes in to half time. The second half they came out, we sat deeper, and then it was a little bit of, you know, helter-skelter. Is a little bit all over the place where it was a matter of grinding it out. But to be fair to the lads there, they did. And, you know, it's a great result, but it's gone, and we need to look at going to the showgrounds on Monday now.
I mean, Clarkie, you had one serious save to make in the second half, a tip over. You know, Shelburne, you know, obviously put you under pressure. You know, but he still defended very comfortably for that duration.
Yeah, but you have to, like, if you want to win a game in the Premier Division, you have to defend properly. Like, Shelburne are a damn good side. They are on top of the table for no reason. Like, you know, you see their energy, you see the technical ability of them, you see the strength of them and their running ability, the like Celine Burton, Will Jarvis that came on. They're proper players have been with big clubs, as well, that way, yeah? And we've turned them over, but it was probably the reverse of the fixture in Talca Park on a Monday night where we lost narrowly 1-0. So it's good to be at the other end of it. And look, the lads dug in. It's, you know, it was good for the supporters there tonight. That's what it's about. You know, you need to grind things out should you get yourself. I thought we managed the game quite well. There might have been a moment of madness from Killian where he let the ball. He was excellent other than that, where he let the ball at the right side of the penalty area under his foot. We weathered it, and, you know, to be fair to Conor McCormack and people that led, but we need them to lead in the showgrounds on Monday, and we need to have people rearing to go, both physically and mentally, prepare for it, which is what we didn't do coming down the road from the Brandywell a month ago.
Now, not that you're going to need confidence boosts from anywhere, but I mean, a win like that over the table toppers, apart from the last 10 minutes when you were probably under the cosh, I mean, that must give you a huge boost of confidence.
Yeah, I mean, the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes was when Shelburne were on top. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that the first goal was always going to maybe have a big bearing on where the game went. I don't think there's a problem with shortage of confidence. So, you know, I think the game in Bowes here was poor, without doubt. But I know the Sligo game was called off on the day. We went to Waterford. I thought we were very good in Waterford last Friday. We had energy, we had drive, we had togetherness, which is everything we showed there tonight. Like, we probably had the better chances tonight, even though a lot of them are on the counter-attack. You know, to win a game in the Premier Division, you need to have everything right, and thankfully we did tonight.
The goal? Well-worked goal? A lot of movement.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, to be fair to you, he put in a good ball. He put in a great pass. From, you know, it probably took Conor Curran's out of it with the angle of it. We had a number of other chances. He also hit the joint.
Yeah.
I think in the second half we had a good number. You know, one set up for Walshy and one set up for Wass, and when he came on, while they had the territorial advantage and most of the possession. You know, when you're 1-0 up, is something to hold on to, and we did. But, you know, if we weren't playing for 2 weeks, we'd enjoy it a little bit more. We can't. It's gone. And I feel mentally that we didn't prepare after the Derry game and the Brandywell for Bohemians, and we paid a serious price, because while it was 2-0, that was the biggest gap in standard that I've seen here in the last 2 years. And please God, there won't be that on Monday night.
Well, of course, it's the same for Sligo. They have a quick turnaround as well. Now, they lost their last two games by 3-0. As it happened, they drew with Dundalk tonight.
Okay. So, now, I wouldn't read too much into it getting beaten 3-0 in Tala. We go there next Friday night. I mean, that's no, you know, 3-0. I've been there 3-0 down after about 15 minutes, Mike. So, like, you know, you don't read a whole lot into that. I just think they're at home on Monday. We need to, yeah, enjoy the hour or two after the game. Sense of pride, without doubt, but it's gone. And we need tomorrow morning to move on very quickly, both us as management team and in particular the players, because in fairness to them, they've been brilliant in the last year and a half, but they weren't brilliant against Bohemians, both physically and mentally. They weren't good enough that night.
Injury-wise, everybody... Most players are available. No, though, didn't seem to be any damage done tonight from an injury point of view.
No, we'll see with Richie inside and the doc. I can't call that. I've only been in the change room briefly there. Hopefully it doesn't look like that. We have a couple, obviously, that weren't in the panel tonight that are out and will be out for the foreseeable future. But hopefully we've enough there to recover tomorrow and Sunday and to have energy going to Sligo. And as I said before, it's a long while since Galway were in the showgrounds. Mike, you know that better than most. It might be the guts of 6.5 years. And we need to be right up there because it's a big pitch. They're a very, very good side and they keep possession very well. And if we show up like we did against Bowes, and that's about the fourth time I've mentioned it, if that happens, well, then we're just going around in circles. We need to kick on from tonight, recover and go there with an intent of energy and legs and drive and confidence, which is what you mentioned.